Good morning. My guests this morning are Hilary Moore and Jeff Savage from Off the Page Readers Theater. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, before I ask you about it, why don't you do a little of the Readers Theater that you are doing in three performances we'll discuss in just a few minutes. Take it away.
All right. 3 a.m. and Matters of Love by Linda Loveland Reed.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Nothing at 3 a.m.?
I couldn't sleep.
Apparently. Is it me? Did I do something wrong?
Only if wrong is ogling Nancy Schwartz all night.
Oh, come on. I love you.
And that does it? Three little words and all's well. Ding dong, the witch is dead. Go out and play.
You cannot be serious.
You're right. I'm not.
You're not? Upset? About Nancy?
That's right.
Why not? I mean, for Christ's sake, I was flat out flirting with her.
I know.
Well?
We don't do that. Flirt, maybe, but no more. We aren't that way with each other.
Let's talk.
No.
Great answer to let's talk. So, you are going to be performing on the 25th, 26th, and 27th. The 25th at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, the 26th at the Earl Baum Center, and the 27th at the Glaser Center.
That's right.
Talk a little bit about what you're doing and how this theater came into existence.
Well, this theater came into existence partly because there was no Readers Theater in this end of the county, Santa Rosa area, West County area. I had been working with Petaluma Readers Theater for a couple of years, but I felt like we needed something north and west. So I got together with a couple of actor-writer friends, and we decided to launch this group. And we had a couple of things we were felt really dedicated to. We wanted to use local actors and material from local writers. And that's what we've done with this show. There are 15 pieces in the show.
The show's called Lessons, collectively.
Yes, yes. The theme is Lessons, which is, so broad.
Uh-huh. And how these pieces range in length from?
From a 30-second poem to a 10-minute narrative story dialogue.
And how many actor readers involved?
We have six. And 15 writers.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people involved in completely original theater, really. I mean, this is all material that has not been in the public eye, really.
Well, and it wasn't even written for performance. I sent out letters for submissions and got so much in return. It was a fabulous and challenging experience to take all these pieces of work and script them, meaning just slightly rearranging them or parting them out so that more than one actor could read them.
Do you look for other actors and readers from time to time?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So we were very lucky when we put out the call for actors. We had a few people who responded right away, and I knew without even auditioning them that I wanted to work with Jeff because he and I have worked before in improv, and I thought this would be right up his alley, and it is.
Right. Well, it's very related to improv, really, isn't it?
In a way, yes. In another way, not at all, because our work comes from literature. So that makes it distinctly different.
Right, right. But maybe a slightly different approach as a performer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right. Well, thanks very much for coming in, and good luck with this. Let me explain it once again. Jeff, do you have anything to add, by the way?
Just come out and see the show. It's going to be fantastic.
Okay.
It's shaping up just great.
You're the second person who's come in today whose voice, I think, that's a radio voice.
Well, thank you.
Okay, so it's Off the Page Readers Theater, July 25th at the Sebastopol Center, July 26th at the Earl Baum Center, a benefit for the center, and July 27th, also a benefit for the Glaser Center. The program is Lessons. Tickets are available online at Brown Paper Tickets and at the door on the evening of the performances. For more information, 824-8467. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.